This is you.
You're so conceited. You're like full of yourself. Why are you like that?
And this is Spike.
I'm not saying that to be conceited.
All right, we got an interesting list for you today, man. This will be fun for us too, being fans of '90s metal. But we're back, Shoe and Spike podcast. Top heavy metal bands of the '90s.
We're going to do this list a little different. We're going to start at 100, and then we're going to work down to number one. So there'll be some suspense for you guys. You'll have to wait.
Yeah, and actually, obviously, the lower half, too, where we're starting, is going to go a lot faster because there's going to be some more obscure stuff.
Yeah, and we're not going to spend time on stuff that we don't know, like number 100 here. Never heard of it.
Tristania. Yeah. You know, hey, they could be awesome. I wouldn't know.
Yeah. And then number 99.
Entombed.
I never heard of them.
I think I've heard of them, but I couldn't tell you much about them. 98 is Beharit.
I never heard of that.
No.
But 97, we both heard of and we both like.
And we're also kind of disagreeing. I'm going to disagree early. You know, maybe later on I'll take that away. But is Corrosion of Conformity at 97?
Yeah, Corrosion of Conformity. I could think that they would at least be in the top 60. And yeah, it would have to be a really beefy list, you know.
I don't know if I would have them down so low, you know. Maybe, I don't know, maybe even in 70. I don't, like I said, down the list I might agree with it a little bit more based on, I don't know what names on the sea, so we didn't look through this list, so.
Oh, hey, before we get too deep in here, I wanted to give a shout out to some new listeners that I met.
Little buddies.
Reese and Riley. So, I just wanted to give a shout out to them.
Yeah, thanks guys. Thanks for checking it out.
Yeah. Keep listening. So, number 96.
Dark Tranquility.
I've never heard of that either. Yeah. This is, I can't believe this list is.
It's going to be a lot of, you know, obscure. Plus, metal bands always got crazy. Anathema for 95.
Yeah, never heard of that. 94, you know, Emperor.
I mean, that's a pretty, I would just, that just seems so common to me. Emperor, I don't know. Biohazard, obviously we've heard of, yeah. I mean, I would think they'd be better than the bottom 10, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, right, the ones that we never knew of.
Suffocation for 92.
And then never heard of them. Yeah, 91, Gwar.
I mean,
That's gotta earn something better than 91 and all those other bands, and I mean even including Corrosion of Conformity. I think Gwar is more well known than that, just because was like a joke kind of.
Yeah, they were almost like a Halloween, not Halloween, but they were all dressed up, you know, like I don't know, they were like a jokey Slipknot before Slipknot.
Exactly right. Yeah, and they had really weird costumes.
Yeah. But Blind Guardian, number 90. Yeah, no idea.
Yeah.
And then Prong here at 89.
89, Prong was a great band. Remember snap your fingers, snap your neck.
I mean, that song got huge. I would think that song alone would get them
within the top, at least the top 50.
Yeah.
I think Prong, and then Prove You Wrong.
Yeah, they had some
really good songs. Yeah, at least two very, very good songs, I think.
Yeah, I would say we could probably grab at least five that we know of and like from them. Because I've had their whole disc. You know, that Prove You Wrong, I think the name of the CD, I think. I could be wrong
I think
that,
it is,
but,
yeah.
But
I have that. I don't have the with Snap Your Fingers, Snap Your Butt. I don't have that one, but.
But yeah, 88, Saxon. You remember Saxon?
I barely remember
Saxon. One of the things I remember the best about him is I'm watching the Pantera whole video, the first one. This is where they hold the annual Saxon concert.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
That was great.
Bill was hilarious.
And I mean, I've seen some Saxon stuff, I think, in the 80s more than I did in the 90s, but, you know, on MTV or whatever, being younger. But yeah, I couldn't tell you a song title, but. Autopsy. I know I've heard of Autopsy. I couldn't tell you anything about them. They might have been great, but they're coming in a hot 87.
Yeah, and then Theater of Tragedy. I don't know. Pentagram? That just sounds like dude, let's try and find the most extreme thing we can think of. Yeah. And we'll name our band. How about we just name it Upside Down Cross instead?
Yeah. That was 85. We got 84 Cathedral. I've heard of Cathedral. Yeah. I don't, like I say, I don't, said before, I don't know much about them, though. Tiamat? T-I-A-M-A-T.
Yeah, I don't know.
No idea. My Blind, My Dying Bride. My Blind, jeez. I am blind. My Dying Bride at 82.
The next one you should like.
Yeah, they're good. Flotsam and Jetsam, I'm kind of surprised they're at 81. Well,
that was the bass player.
Newstead?
Yeah, Jason Newstead was in Flotsam and Urine.
Flotsam and Urine, yeah. I remember them, yeah. yeah, 81. Who's coming in at 80 here? Let's see.
Lots of scrolling.
In Flames.
Oh.
I can't really tell you much. Celtic Frost I've heard of. I don't know a lot about them. Buddies of mine
like them. Is it Celtic or Celtic? It does look like Celtic.
It could be Celtic. I don't know. I think it's said both ways in some, depending on where you're at.
Well, if you turn around and face the other way, yeah.
Spelled the same way, I think, right?
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah. Right? Celtics and then the Celtic woman or whatever. I don't know. But 78 is Katarina.
Catatonia. Is that Dr. Catatonic in the Closet?
I guess.
You think they enjoy being catatonic in a closet?
This is a Persian missile chip.
My name is Chet.
That was from Weird Science.
Yeah.
That was a great movie.
Man, it's such a great movie. 77 coming in. 77's Trouble.
Yeah, that's for sure. Got in trouble for not making any good music.
Paradise Lost.
76, Paradise Lost.
Isn't that also a documentary about the three kids? Paradise Lost, how they got busted, and then...
Sounds familiar.
Somebody knows what I'm thinking of, and I know I'm wrong, but Paradise Lost, I think it was the name of the documentary on the, what's it called, 3 or something, where they got busted for killing some kid or something. I don't remember what. Yeah, I don't remember what it was. You guys know what I'm talking about, though.
I bet nobody knows what you're talking about.
Paradise Lost, they would probably know if they're familiar with that case or whatever.
75.
Devil worshiper kids.
Oh, is that the vampire crew?
No, not the episode we did, but Paradise Lost was a documentary about the three that did that.
Okay, yeah. Didn't they have that written on a wall, Paradise Lost or something like that, in some place where they hung out? Maybe not.
Yeah,
I'm gonna stop talking.
I'm not sure. I've heard of, I think I've heard of Nightwish.
75. Well, the next one I've heard of.
Oh, yeah. I would say in the 90s, they would probably be a little bit better than that, but maybe not that much. Sabotage coming in at 74.
Now, Sabotage, I met two different girls that both said that I look like the lead singer of Sabotage. It was Kim, and then that other broad that was a stripper that I met.
And your hair was long back then.
Yeah, I had long hair back then. I don't have any hair now. No use for a comb.
Yeah. Hey,
so Sabotage at 74. I mean, we know a little bit of it.
And Cradle of Filth at 73. Obviously, I've heard of Cradle of Filth. I don't know a lot about them, though.
Yeah, I think it's probably very dirty.
Yeah, I mean, it's disgusting, man.
Oh, sure.
Angra at 72. I don't
know. It's like a derivative of Angry.
You know? Yeah, they're like Angry and, I don't know.
Allegra.
Whatever ends with GRA.
They probably take Allegra for their allergies.
Yeah.
Probably angry about their allergies. Candlemass?
Candlemass. I've seen the shirt where the goofy looking writing. Maybe I'm thinking of Candlebox. I don't know.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. And then Suicidal Tendencies at 70.
In the 90s? I don't know. Were they better in the 80s? I'm not even sure.
I don't think I've ever heard anything from them or ever liked them in any way.
You probably heard. I know you've heard some.
I've seen Phil do an impression of the lead singer of the Suicidal Tendencies. Like an animal locked in a cage full of rage.
Yeah,
you take some Diet Coke and you mix it up with some Nutrasweet. Nutrasweet.
Yeah.
And give it to your friends with the Suicidal Tendencies t-shirts. That was from the Pantera home video. Yeah, that's, again.
Man, that's a great video, man. If you have not seen it, you got to go check it
out.
It's
pretty funny. The coffee pot.
Yeah. He takes the coffee pot by the cord, and chucks it.
And swinging it around and then slams it. Oh, he's taking a fan. He took a fan that they beat the hell out of, and it was just motor that was hanging by the cord. And they hit a coffee pot, and then
they smashed the coffee pot. They hit the fan, or they hit the coffee pot with the fan?
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, and it broke the coffee pot.
Man, dude, we used to rewatch that just for the comedy of it, man. Oh, it was so funny.
It was hilarious. They did a bit about the tires on their tour bus that were like cords sticking out of them because they were so bald. Because the motherfuckers may pop. They called them may pop tires.
That one guy, let him move.
And then he got really high pitch and he twisted his face and made it look like his head was really big.
It's funny how the audio would go with the noise. Yeah. They did a lot of that in that old video. They'd fuck with the picture when something was going on or like you and your damnation. This whole religious crew was coming fiery to telling him they're all and they're zooming in on his face like he's
right, and they're making him red or something. Or they're making his face red.
It was pretty hilarious.
It's hilarious.
Suicidal Tendencies, Dark Throne at 69. I can't say I know a ton about him.
Yeah.
I know a lot of these 69. We're not gonna know about because they're really obscure.
St. Vitus,
no idea. Burzum, 67.
Never heard of them.
Fate's Warning was a really good band, 66. I would say they could be a little bit higher, but depending on what we're seeing at the top 50 here coming up, that might not be a bad spot to have them at. But Fate's Warning was really good, man. If you like just good hard rock with a good singer, not a crazy screamer, not a growler, but just a good singer. Fate's Warning is really good. Really good band. Stradivarius. My Stradivarius!
that's from the Three Stooges. Yeah. Larry. Moe smashed Larry's violin. My beautiful, beautiful Stradivarius.
64. I keep thinking of Charlize Theron, whatever the fuck her name is.
Yeah, it's spelled the Ron.
Yeah, but this is spelled the Ryan. The Theron. Therion? I guess that's how it's spelled, or said. Therion. 63, Behemoth, I've heard of. And I've heard a little bit of them, but not enough to really tell you about. It's just it's a good metal band. 62, Grave. I don't know anything about Grave, but I happen to see 61 here. 61, Deftones at 61 for the 90s. I can't agree with that.
Yeah, right. The Deftones were huge in the 90s.
Man. I mean, they I think, I want to say they started in 86-ish, somewhere around there.
That's what we're going to have to. We're going to have to really pay attention because the 90s, I think they were bigger in the 90s than they were in the 80s.
So. Oh, yeah, yeah. They started getting some popularity very late 80s, and then the 90s, they really, like an underground cult, big time.
Yeah, you know? Right.
And it weren't like mainstream to where they'd see them on MTV all the time, you know, and it wasn't nothing like that, but.
Maybe on like Headbangers Ball.
Yeah, right. But, I mean, Korn got so big, you could see Korn anytime on MTV.
Oh, yeah,
you
know what I mean? Right.
I mean, they would show up, be a guest star on.
They'd cook it and serve it to you.
Yeah, right. Roast it. Sometimes roasted, you know.
Oh, man, that's my favorite. Good. Yeah. Roasted corn.
Hell yeah. Okay. Oh, there's White Zombie there.
Oh, so yeah. White Zombie with shit all over him. He's got like three bandanas, dreadlocks, and some.
Goggles.
Flight goggles or some kind of shit with a hat on top of all that.
His brother kind of went with the same kind of look where they had the goggle thing above here. There's something about it.
I don't get it.
It was Power Man 5000. That's his brother.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
The singer?
Singer of Power Man 5000.
Dude, I love Power Man 5000.
Yeah, no,
I hope they're
cool,
on
man.
Here. They better be on here.
They were more 2000s, though.
Oh,
but
yeah.
they were in late 90s, but
they redid the song Relax. That was cool.
Oh, yeah,
Frankie
yeah.
Frankie Goes to Hollywood.
That was Samuel? That doesn't look like Samuel.
No, it's Sam A-E-L.
Samaeo or something. Samaeo. No idea. Children of Bodom, I've heard of, but
I never heard of them.
I've seen shirt. I probably saw a shirt of that. A lot of these I've seen shirts because buddies of mine would like all this crazy shit. That I never got into crazy death metal until much later. Bathory?
Yeah, I never heard of them, but the next one I have heard
of. They probably are a big fan of that, where they're chopping onions in the bath, you know, like the last episode anyway. Why am I in a broth? why am I in a pool of onions? Oh, you'll have to go back to the previous episode to hear about that. But 57 Halloween, which Halloween was pretty big.
Halloween?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're starting to get into some Halloween. More bands that we're familiar with.
Like number 56, Danzig.
Yeah.
Mother! We both did it at the same time. That was not planned.
Are you children not to hold my heart?
It just seemed real sloppy to me, that whole Mother song. I don't know. Maybe he was just being that way, but he just sounds like a slob. Like
it's kind of his way, his style. Yeah, it's kind of
his style, yeah. Slob.
Some of their Slavic. Songs are really good. Like Twist of Cain is a good tune.
Yeah, the only song I knew from him was Mother, and I also know that he picked a fight with Vivian Campbell and got his ass kicked.
He got knocked the fuck out.
You got your ass knocked out by a guy named Vivian.
Yeah. So. And I hope he didn't get any on his dress when he went down the bag of sand.
No.
Symphony X at 55.
Now, Static X I know of. They should be higher up in this list because they have at least one good song. Symphony X, never heard of them.
I would bet Static X has got to be on here. I don't know. Did they get more popular in the 2000s? See, I'm interested to see if Power Man 5000 is going to be on here, but I'm surprised.
Oh, I love Power Man 5000.
Dude, if I thought Power Man 5000 was on here, I would think they would be lower.
When Worlds Collide has to be 90s, right?
That's a great CD. I miss that CD. I want to listen to it now. I have no idea where I have that. Carcass coming in at 54. Merciful Fate. That's what's that guy's name? The singer, always dressed white and black, all in his face. King Diamond. King Diamond was Merciful Fate.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I mean, I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure. It's almost like King Diamond got more popular than the band name did.
Yeah, right.
Dimmu Borgir. I'm not even sure if I'm saying that right, but a buddy of mine really loves them.
He's the only one.
Borgir.
He's the only one.
No, I don't know a lot about them, but if he likes them, they probably got a pretty cool sound because he gets into a certain type of music, and I get his taste. He's big into, like, what's the name of that band? Meshuggah?
Oh, yeah, that's really real, real hard.
Odd time signatures and stuff like that.
It's all screaming, right?
Yeah, it's a lot. From what I remember, Dimmu Borgir or whatever was like that, too.
But is it supposed to be Dimmy cool. Moore?
Yeah, I think it's
Dimmy Borgmore.
Yeah, it was like a German name for Moore. I think it's Burger. Iced Earth, I've heard of, but
I've never heard of.
No clue.
At number 50, White Zombie. Now, that was a huge one. I mean, I can understand why they would be a lot higher than 50. I mean, I really think so. For
the 90s, especially.
Yeah, for the 90s. They were just huge in the 90s.
I could say high 30s would be more like it, I think.
Yeah, I would say at least.
Pretty fucking big.
They got a lot of songs, too. They got a lot of big songs, and they sold out some shit. I mean, they were big, they were huge.
When did they split up, though? When he started doing his own thing, were they split up? Because when he started doing his own thing, wasn't that mid to late 90s?
Probably, yeah.
Because maybe that's why they're not as big
stuff,
on this
his
list.
Stuff didn't hit as hard as White Zombie, I think. Dragula is just about the only thing I remember of Rob Zombie.
Devil Man. That's
White Zombie. That's Supercharger Heaven.
Dragula?
Dragula.
Super Beast?
Yeah, that was...
Those were both Rob Zombie.
And then what's that one that's in... Scum of the Earth, come on.
Yeah, that's a good tune.
That's a cool song. Yeah. That's in a Mission Impossible.
Okay, yeah, yeah. I had that too. I had all those old fucking CDs, and I
like that bunch song, of Scum of the Earth. I have Scum of the Earth, but the version that I downloaded is super high. The volume is like all my stuff being at level 5. This one's at number 8 or 9, because when it comes on, it's like, it's so loud.
Yeah, I think when I used to play that in my car, he like optimized that for like a certain type of stereo, and it sounded amazing in my car. It did sound better really than good. Anything else. So I think
you might have the same download as I have.
Something, man. I don't know. I had it was a CD though. Because at that time, it would have been late 90s. I can remember the car and everything.
I like that. That song showcases Rob Zombie's style really good, you know?
The Scum of the Earth?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the way he sings, he has pauses in certain places and little sounds. And he'll have sound bites from movies, old like...
I think that added a lot.
I thought that was such a cool, cool aspect of his, you know? I know the supernatural is something that isn't supposed to happen, but it does happen.
Yeah.
That was Supercharger.
I don't try anything. I just do it.
Wanna try me? Yeah, that's from a movie. That was such a cool little stuff in the movies, I thought, or in the songs. So, 49, Camelot?
With a K.
I don't know who that is, but 48 I know for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Ministry.
What's the one track that I know by them?
Boom, 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 boom.
Hey, hey. Oh, okay. Yeah.
That's NWO. That's what the name of the song is. NWO. Oh,
yeah, the New World Order.
And then another, New World Order. Yeah. Then the other song they had was huge was Jesus Built My Hot Rod.
I probably would have liked them a lot better. I just never liked the electronic drums. You know, they were all that, right? I mean...
Yeah. I remember seeing this on Beavis and Butthead. When they used to watch, they watched videos and they would talk about it. He's going, hey, hey, hey. I thought it was hilarious.
Like Beavis was doing that or something?
No, Butthead was... Then he starts singing, he's like,
and they had some funny shit with Pantera videos too.
Yeah,
his daddy's little girl upset. Get the hell out of here! Oh, get out of here and mow that lawn. Was daddy's little girl upset? Something like that.
That was Beavis and
Kick your ass up the next Tuesday.
And then soon I discovered. I'm gonna fast forward a little bit. So generic.
Oh, man. Good gravy. What are they waiting on? It's almost Rob Zombie-ish.
I know it is. Almost. And you know, they did have little bits of, in the NWO, it's like, it's all right, it's all right. It's like movie clips of somebody screaming in the background. So it was very Rob Zombie-ish. And this was pretty Rob Zombie.
Yeah, I was going to say, maybe he's got a little bit of a, you know, they influenced him a little bit.
Yeah, right.
I wouldn't surprise me at all. 47, though, this is a very weird name. Sark, I'm assuming this is how you say it, sarcophago, but it's spelled sarcofago, so it looks like sarcophago.
Well, maybe they like to pop, you know, the soda. Never heard of it, but
yeah.
At the Gates, number 46, never heard of that.
No.
45, I've heard of.
Yeah, Rammstein. A little
band called Rammstein.
The one guy in the band that is constantly on the treadmill.
Yeah, right. The organ, he's the keyboard guy.
That's hilarious, man. When I first saw that, I'm like, these guys are just, they're like a freak show, but they're
very...
The shit they do, it's... You would not think to do it. It's very well thought out in a weird way.
I heard a song and then I really liked it, and then I looked it up on YouTube, and it was Buck Dish, or so, it's like B-U-C-H-D-I-C-K or D-I-C-H or something, B-U-C-K.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's, I don't know the words, but the way he sings is just really cool, and the way he interacts with the music and stuff.
He's got a really like, cool voice for
Buck Dish.
For not even knowing the language.
Glockenspiel. That's right. Actually a clock, so that's not what he says, but that's the only German music side words I can come up with.
Sorry, so can Quammen.
Right, Eason Hocken Locken. But, and then it goes, British. And then he puts the microphone, he tucks it into his pants, and then he starts, like, jamming his slamming his fists up and then down onto his knees as he's doing this, and he's like, to the music, don't, 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 don't. He's going, it was cool, man. It's just a really intense video.
Yeah.
But
did you see the one where they put lights in his cheek to where any time he sang, the light would come out of his mouth?
Oh,
it was creepy looking, but it was really cool.
That is really weird. Yeah.
It's a very new video. Well, I shouldn't say very new, because I remember newer exactly than where I was when I first saw it, and I haven't hung out with that dude in years. So it was probably 2016 when I saw it, probably. But it was new at the time, and I'm like, holy shit, this is weird. But it's the same video where the dude's walking on a treadmill. The singer had lights put in, where they just pierced his cheek to put these lights in.
Yeah.
Because they went over a making of the video. They pierced his cheek, from what I remember, if I'm remembering this right, they pierced his cheek with lights, so that when he would open his mouth, it's like a flashlight shining yeah. at you out of his mouth. It's bizarre.
That's really cool. That's kind of weird. It's really weird, but cool.
Yeah.
That song, though, if you look it up, Buck Dish, like D-I-C-H or something, it looks like it's a very festival. Dark.
1997 festival.
Maybe the middle one.
Buck Dish.
I'll know immediately, because right in the beginning, it has the keyboard player. This looks like it. And he's like, there's fire coming out of his keyboard, and he's like playing, and it's going, woo, woo! Yeah, this is it. So
he's just creepy looking.
He's
already
got like silver pants on, and he's no shirt, and his hair looks silver, and he's playing the keyboard, and the keyboard is on fire.
Yeah, right.
And hit the right arrow a couple times. Yeah, it's just a lot of this music, and then he's trying to get the crowd going. Now, yeah, okay, here it comes. There's the thing. He already sang the first line, but that's where he was doing that.
Okay, yeah.
Where he's slamming his hands down on his knees. But then, now leave it go, because he's going to start singing here. It's really cool the way he sings. I mean, even though you can't understand the words, it's just really cool to listen to.
Yeah. He moves his arms a lot.
Yeah, there's a little thing going on here that's disturbing.
Yeah, he's got somebody on a leash. But
yeah, that's the keyboard player on the leash.
Oh, okay. It's funny because they're interpreting it in a different language. Like,
yeah, right.
Like Spanish or something.
Right.
So that they can read it, but we can't.
Right.
Like,
I don't know what the hell he's saying. But anyway, what he's going to end up doing here is pulling a fake dick out of his pants that like sprays milk or something. And he's going to act like he's behind that dude. And then he's going to spray milk all over the crowd. So it's really disturbing. But the song, I think, is awesome. I just love how it's so intense.
Auf den Mund, Raum zu leuchten.
So explaining is not going to help.
Gesagt, Till, es reicht, wenn du so einen fleischfarbenen Draht langlegst.
Ja, es wird von halben Farben.
Die ersten Leute sind 5 Meter weg, das sieht man nicht. Kannst du völlig machen. Ja, nein, nee, nein, möchte ich nicht. Ich möchte hier...
He could be talking about, you know...
So ein Loch ein, dann Lochöse.
Go up to the top. There's that one has him with the light in his mouth.
All right, all right.
For Ben's sake, I want to see the lights.
For Bernard's sake already, no.
Dip, break, dish, glockenspiel.
The one I saw wasn't live, though. When's this from? It's 13 years ago. It's not going to have the light in his mouth.
Yeah, it is. Look at the thing. It has his mouth all lit up.
It's his mic. It's the mic. It's not him.
Oh, all right.
Here it is, right here.
Rammstein.
It's a cool riff, too, man.
Yeah, they have. Their music is really, really intense. Really good.
Every now and you
treadmill boy. Just getting a workout in, that's all.
You see, watch his mouth, watch.
Yeah.
It's cool looking, man. I mean,
it's a cool idea that nobody else has ever did. He's from Def Leppard.
Yeah. Anyway. We spent too much. We did a major dirt road on Rammstein.
Yeah, this was Rammstein. This is a whole Rammstein. Show is dedicated to Rammstein.
Rammstein.
So, Annihilator I've heard of at 44. I don't know a lot about him, though.
Yeah.
Another buddy with a t-shirt.
Yeah.
Sodom.
Yeah, that's short for sodomy, I'm sure.
George Bush Jr. is going to get him and sodomize him. We're going to get Sodom and we're going to sodomize him. No, that was
Dana Carvey.
No, we talked about him recently.
He does. The one that I mix up with Dana Carvey all the time.
He does the George Bush face real good.
Oh, Caliendo.
Frank Caliendo does it. We're gonna sodomize him.
When you did that face, that reminded me of him, so I knew.
Yeah,
whatever face you just did.
Yeah. Because he does a really good George Bush, like cracking a smile. He's kind of dopey looking, but it's like, holy shit, he looks like him when he does that.
Right.
And then 42, Marilyn Manson, for the 90s?
Yeah, it should have been maybe number 6 or 7 for Marilyn Manson, just for popularity. I mean, shit,
Did he get even higher in maybe the 2000s? Maybe possibly. The 90s is
early for him. I don't know.
Maybe. I don't know. What about the dope? It's hard to say, but... Yeah, I mean, he had a lot of fucking hits, man.
Yeah, right. He redid a lot of songs, too, and did a pretty good job.
I mean, the Sweet Dreams, Beautiful People.
Yeah, that's a good song.
Crazy good song.
I
could see Marilyn Manson being higher on the list for sure.
Oh, for sure, just because of the popularity. I was not into Marilyn Manson very much, but I did like a couple of his songs. Some of the bigger hits. I liked I liked a lot? Dope Hat. How it had those cut snips in it from old cartoons. You know that guy was in there?
I don't know. Maybe that's some later shit that I haven't seen.
You've never heard that song? Dope Hat?
No.
The children love the show.
It sounded like him.
I
gotta wonder if he tried to sound like Katharine Hepburn or or if he just... It was some crazy coincidence.
Oh, this is not part of the song. This is part of the video. Here we go. This is the song. The Great Who's Who!
Looks like Charles Manson.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I've seen this, yeah.
I thought this was cool because there's so many cool little sound effects. It's doing like the Charlie Chocolate Factory, or there was a Oompa Loompas in there.
Oh, yeah, there was a midget. I'll bet you this is like 2008, 2009 probably. It says 13 years ago, but
yeah.
That just means when it's uploaded. I would guess it's a little bit older than that, but yeah, this is way late though. I don't think this is that new. But.
I think that's a cool. That's probably my favorite song by Marilyn Manson. That was the only song.
I would have to say "Beautiful People" for me, even though there's some other ones that I do like. Just the drum beat, everything was weird about that song. And the drum beat was fucked up because it was like the drum beat wasn't even really with the music, almost. It was off from the music, but it hit so well, you know?
Yeah, I like Beautiful People too, but man, that Dope Hat song is just all the little sound effects and the... I just think that's so cool.
I don't want you, and I don't need you.
Yeah, I'm gonna freaking beat you. And then I might eat you.
Better not resist or we'll beat you, or whatever you said. Try to resist and we'll beat you.
All right, so anyway. On that, anyway, we should, we're going to call it, because we got from 100 down to 42. I think the next one we can get all the way to one, probably. So that's just a two-parter.
Yeah.
It was a lot easier to go through those ones that we never heard of, which there was a lot of them here up towards the top of this list. The rest of them, we should probably hear of all of them.
We probably could have started at 70 or 60, and you know what I mean, and just went from there, but still.
Yeah, Corrosion of Conformity, though, that was number 97.
Yeah, right.
That was stupid.
And that some of those, yeah, we always find.
I mean, Corrosion of Conformity is not above Sodom.
Yeah, we're going to get them and sodomize them.
All right, guys. You guys have a great week.
Yeah, we'll see you next week.
Take care.
Well,
this is Shu.
Thanks to the lame-ass security.
And this is Spike.
I'm going home.